Dust by Vincent Casarigola, read by Steve Granzik. Dust, time to clean again, to cleanse the kitchen and its cabinets, as many decades ago my mother had done year by year as I watched, too short, too young to help, too likely to break the fragility of clay or glass. My turn now. To pay witness to what accumulates along the edges of each cabinet door, across each horizontal space, coated with the oils of daily meals, steamed upwards towards heaven's ceiling. Dust falls moment by moment, here caught and trapped in layers, sticking resolutely, resisting all but the most vigorous of scrubbing, cleansing and purifying the residue of our daily appetites, our indulgence. So be it. Whatever lies before us, vast and level, like desert plains reaching to the horizon and beyond, carries its layers of dust, its testament of each passing year of promise and failure. The fate of conscience and consciousness. So be it. We will strive for some perfection, return to the cleansing effort to make space light and pure again, as if we did not know our clenched hands and ragged fingers are themselves the dust we fear.